The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is visiting the U.S. Tomorrow, she'll meet with President Trump at the White House. They will likely agree to increase trade between their countries, but there might be some friction about NATO. Trump sees the alliance as a way for weak nations to freeload off America's military. May told congressional Republicans today, American leadership of NATO is vital to the defense of the West. NPR's Frank Lankford has more from London.
During the presidential race, Donald Trump routinely described the North Atlantic Treaty Organization as a Cold War relic.
I think NATO may be obsolete. NATO was set up a long time ago, many years ago, when things were different. Things are different now. We were a rich nation then.
That's how he put it on Bloomberg TV.
So we're the ones always fighting. We're the ones putting up a lot of the money for NATO, disproportionately, a lot.
And then, at last week's inauguration, as the world watched, President Trump said this.
We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own.
I think that the message that Europeans will hear from that is we don't care about your security any longer.
Ian Bond is director of foreign policy at the Center for European Reform, a think tank in London. He served for nearly three decades as a British diplomat.
Have NATO countries ever heard a message like this from an American president before?
Certainly not for as far back as I can remember.
On April 4th, 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty was signed by Norway, Denmark, the Netherlands,
and, of course, the United States. The purpose deterred the Soviet Union. The USSR is long gone, but Russia isn't. In fact, under President Vladimir Putin, it's been increasingly aggressive, invading Ukraine and annexing Crimea in 2014. The world has changed, but Bond says NATO remains vitally important.
There's no question that Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if Ukraine had already been a NATO member and benefiting from NATO's defense guarantee.
President Trump, though, sees NATO as more of a burden than a benefit, as he explained on Bloomberg last year.
It doesn't really help us. It's helping other countries. And I don't think those other countries appreciate what we're doing.
In fact, NATO has sacrificed a lot for America.
It was one of the worst ever single incidents involving British troops in Afghanistan when a massive roadside bomb exploded under a warrior armored vehicle on patrol in Helmand.
This is from a report by Britain's Channel 4 about six soldiers who were killed in 2012 while fighting alongside American troops as part of the NATO force there. More than 450 British personnel have died in Afghanistan. The UK joined the NATO force that went to war there after the attack on the Twin Towers. Dana Allen thinks President Trump doesn't quite get it. Allen is a senior fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, a London think tank.
He says, for example, that NATO is obsolete because it's not fighting terrorism. It's not clear that he understands that many NATO countries sent troops to Afghanistan to help the United States there after 9/11 and lost lives.
Earlier this week, Secretary of Defense James Mattis called Michael Fallon, his counterpart here in the UK, to reassert America's, quote, unshakable commitment to NATO. Allen hopes General Mattis rubs off on Trump, whose position is wildly at odds with American military leaders.
We have a Pentagon and a huge military establishment that is committed to the defense, for example, of the Baltic states.
That's Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, fellow NATO members, which all have borders with Russia. And observers of NATO say some of Trump's criticisms are reasonable.
To be fair, there are things that he said that was quite right. The defense spending in NATO, which is below 2%.
Beza Einol is referring to a long-time complaint that most NATO countries don't spend at least 2% of their GDP on defense like they're supposed to. Einol is a research fellow at Chatham House, a policy institute here.
Rather, he should have, I think, said that NATO needs transformation. And that is what everyone agrees at the moment.
If Trump's criticisms lead to reform of NATO, Einol says all the better. That would probably make lots of people happy, including UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Frank Lankford, NPR News, London.